Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cowboys, Saints, tonight, Thursday Night Football. On this radio station, it's Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy. Babe Laufenberg is going to join us at 8:40 this morning on DFW Sports Station. But right now, friend of the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Drew Pearson. His football life is going to premiere tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the NFL Network. You're going to see interviews, obviously, with Drew, Roger, Danny White, and the original 88 joining us now live on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Drew. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, guys. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Life any different or much, much better since the big announcement? I mean, you were always very positive and awesome in our interactions, but are you floating even higher these days or no difference?
Oh, no, it's very different. I walk a little different now as a Hall of Famer, so you might notice that. But, man, the accolades and people coming up to you and people knowing the journey that you had been on to get to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they're just so happy for you. They say you deserve it. It should have been a long time ago and all those kind of things. So, and then the opportunities out there, you know. I was in Louisiana yesterday doing an appearance there in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, when is the last time the original 88 ever got an invite to Lake Charles, Louisiana? Okay. You don't get that unless you're a Hall of Famer. So it's been great, and it's been more than I expected, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. Thanks, guys.
Have you changed up the signature? Did you have three letters on there?
Oh, yeah. I got that down now. And, you know, before that, I was writing ROH2011. But now nobody wants ROH on their autograph anymore. They want HOF21. So that's what I've been writing down.
Hey, you get to charge a little bit more for that, too.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. RJ, you being from Jersey, you know about that.
Yeah, we could swindle anybody out of money, right?
That's right.
Right.
Drew, before we get into the football life, what's your current assessment of these Cowboys right now as they get ready to face the Saints tonight?
You know, I really have a lot of respect for these guys, you know, going through what they're going through, dealing, and not just the Cowboys, but the NFL and the players and the coaches involved this season, you know, with COVID still out there and affecting teams and, of course, affecting us going into this game tonight. So I got a lot of respect for these guys to go into these games shorthanded, and these are critical games at this point on the schedule. This is what we used to relish this time of year. After coming off that Thanksgiving Day game, you had some time off. You get ready for the stretch drive of the season. And if you look at my record, the 11 years I played, when we hit this time of year, you know, we were rolling, you know. And so it's hard for these guys to hit this time of year rolling with the distractions that they have to deal with. When I play with Coach Landry, his main focus going into each game was to eliminate distractions. Now these guys got distractions that you've never heard of that have been associated with pro football or football or sports in general. But looking at what they got to turn this thing around tonight. You know, I think they've been in a little rut. You know, you go into peaks and valleys during the season. And what you don't want is to be too deep in that valley. You want to come out as soon as you can, and hopefully the Cowboys will come out tonight. Because, guys, when you look at their schedule, you know, the next three games are on the road against
NFC East.
Yeah, NFC East. So they got their work cut out. So hopefully they can get focused and have enough there to beat the Saints tonight.
Drew, I want to kind of get your scouting report of the three receivers that we talk about so much, and some of their absence have contributed to Dak's inconsistency here as of late. What do you see and what are you thinking when you're watching Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, now wearing your number, and Michael Gallup these days? Well, what's your breakdown of these three?
Well, the three together, I think, are better than one individually. You know, just like with me, Tony Hill, and Butch Johnson, I was better because Tony Hill and Butch Johnson were there. Tony was better because we were there, or whatever, vice versa. So collectively, I think they're pretty strong as long as they're healthy. Amari Cooper, excellent pass route runner, tougher than he appears to be. He's just so nonchalant as far as receiver. You know, we're all divas. We got to have attention pointed toward our way. But Amari doesn't seek that attention. And he's made some clutch catches, some excellent catches for us this season. And, you know, if he's healthy, he's definitely a threat. You go to Michael Gallup, you know, Gallup has more potential, I think, than all of those three receivers. When I watched his tape from college and the things he did from college to get drafted into the NFL, hopefully those are the things we're going to start seeing him doing in the NFL. And I think if we give him opportunities, he'll come through. CeeDee Lamb, you know, he's pretty much on par for his second year in the league. I don't like the drops in situations, but, you know, for a second-year receiver, now that teams know what he can do and they're going to pay a little more attention to what he does, I think, you know, he's having a pretty good season for second year in the league. CeeDee, what he needs to do after this season is get in the weight room. You know, he needs to bulk up a little bit more. You know, I was that way when I came in as a rookie at 165, 170 pounds. And I found out after my rookie year, I needed to get in that weight room. Then I found out after my second year, I really needed to get in that. So that's what CeeDee, I think, needs to concentrate on after this season. But now these three guys collectively together, then you throw in a little running game and a tight end play. You know, I think we got one of the best receiving corps in the league.
Drew Pearson, the original 88, joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. You know, one thing about Amari, and you mentioned this, you know, he's not the diva wide receiver. He's not the give-me-the-ball guy. He is quiet, and I think he's a little misunderstood. I think a lot of times people think quiet and you know, not outwardly emotional as a guy that doesn't care, and I don't really believe that to be true. Was there guys that you played with where, like, they were just quiet and a little misunderstood on how much effort they would give?
All the linemen, that's about it. You know, yeah, Tony Dorsett, nah, he wasn't too quiet. You know, Tony Hill, nah. No, we really didn't have that kind of player that we had to worry about whether he was up for the game or not, you know, just by his demeanor, just by his personality. It seemed like everybody seemed to fit in when the time came to get ready for a football game. And you never really noticed anybody that wasn't ready or had concern if he was ready or not going into a game. So, you know, Amari might come off that way, but I know deep inside he's boiling and getting fired up to play the next game because you got to be that to play in the NFL. You really got to be that to play a receiver in the NFL. So, no, we didn't have that player that I can think of off the top of my head, and if we did, we'd probably exclude him.
Drew, what did you think about Dak coming into this year, and what do you think about him right now based upon the entire season he's been having?
Yeah, it's kind of been an up-and-down season. Dak's season so far this year has been pretty much coinciding with the situation with the teams as far as injuries and losing Tyron Smith and others in the offensive line, and then, you know, having issues with Gallup and other receivers being injured. So with that, you know, his play has dropped off a little. But when you think about where it dropped off from, you know, we're not that bad off with Dak, you know,
yeah,
where he's playing now. But also knowing Dak, You know, he sees what we see, and even more in depth than we see it. So, and then knowing Dak, he's going to do everything he can to try to improve that. That's why I think he's going to come out tonight and be the difference in this game tonight with our offense.
A Football Life starring Drew Pearson. I love these documentaries. I'm a sucker for them. It's coming out tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the NFL Network. You tweeted, I was shocked by this. I share things I've never shared publicly. And I was like, Drew shares everything.
Everything.
Very outspoken. So give us a little tease for this Football Life with some of the things you've never talked about publicly before.
Well, you know, guys, I was involved in a car accident which ended my career on 635, the Church Road exit, and I lost my brother in that accident. And I never really talked about that and how it affected me, how it continues to affect me years and years and years later. So those are the kind of things, the emotions that I brought out. And, you know, that's what Football Life, these guys do, these producers do. They bring these kind of things out of you.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're reaching for tissue and, you know, you're crying and all that. And when I was doing the interview, guys, and going through that period of my life and trying to explain it, the interviewer was crying. All the cameramen in my house at that time, there were about five or six of them, shooting every angle. They were all crying. I was crying. Everybody else in the house was crying. So it's a tear-jerking type moment, but it's a moment that, you know, when you talk about these things publicly, it helps you, it's like therapy for you. You know, it helps you deal with these things. It helps you maybe not get by these things, but put them into focus a little bit. So those are the things. You know, I talk about my football career, but the thing is, and here's the deal, guys. You're going to see footage of me catching a high school passes from Joe Theismann, okay?
Wow.
That's pretty cool. My first touchdown and first catch in high school as a sophomore with Joey was a senior was a 60-yard touchdown pass that I caught standing in the end zone, and Joey was scrambling to his left on the run when he threw the football.
Wow.
And they got that video, so this is what Football Life does, and that's why they're Emmy award-winning in their productions, and this one, I think, is going to bring a lot of focus into what Drew Pearson is all about.
I assume telling the story about your brother was the worst part of doing the Football Life. What was the best part about, you know, being a part of the Football Life documentary?
The best part was just talking about my career and, you know, as you go through that, you realize, wow, I did all that, you know, when you think back, you know. So it's the best part is watching the films and watching those catches going over the middle. The best part is how they recognized that and labeled me as that receiver that would go into the zone, how my teammates spoke about that and, you know, things like that. And then, you know, making plays and showing those plays that lead to victory. You know, you make plays that lead to first downs, that keep teams on the field, your offense on the field, and that type of thing. But, you know, the plays I made in clutch situations led to victories for the team. And that's why, you know, you feel, when you see those kind of things, you say, wow, you know, those are the things you did for the team, and that's why you're excited, and that's why we had the success that we had. So you're a big part of that success. So seeing that, and feeling that is the best part of Football Life for me.
And I know it wasn't fun to go through, but for entertainment TV purposes, your Hall of Fame struggle like makes for golden classic television, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They could have did a whole series of that.
Yes.
You know? Get my own series, the Pearsons, like the Bradshaws, you know?
You watch the Bradshaws?
No, just flicking through the TV.
Yeah, right.
You know, Terry is so crazy. How can you not watch him, man?
Yes.
He's an entertainer, and I enjoy him, and, you know, I got a lot of respect for him, but, you know, it's all good.
Congrats yet again, and I can't wait to watch the special tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and enjoy the game this evening. Drew Pearson.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
Drew Pearson, the original 88, NFL Network, tomorrow night with a Football Life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.